producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Ready at 855-993-7569. All right, this is the hour in which I'm going to review the cultural phenomenon. It's become a worldwide phenomenon of Star Wars 7, The Force Awakens. All right, so I'll do that. But I thought I'd first not only have all the movies gotten out of the way of Star Wars, but I thought I'd just give you an idea about what today in history. Next year on this day in history, we'll say this is the day that Star Wars opened, right? And was the most profitable movie ever made, or the most high-grossing movie ever made. It will probably be the most profitable as well, although it was not inexpensive to make. Okay, in 1790, on this day, they discovered the Aztec calendar stone.
Nice.
Yeah. Doesn't say by whom. Does it? Let's see if it says by whom.
I love that kind of stuff.
I do, too. It's in the National Anthropology Museum in Mexico City, the most famous work of Aztec sculpture. It was buried in the Zocalo, or main square of Mexico City. It was discovered during repairs on the Mexico City Cathedral. So there's no famous person that found it.
Huh.
It was mounted on the exterior wall of the cathedral, where it remained until 1885. They think it was carved sometime between 1502 and 1521. Although some people think it's actually even older than that.
Wow.
So there you go. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that's, you know, something
very cool.
That old. We kind of love stuff like that. All right, here we go. All right, so that's in 1790, but it'd been around for at least a couple hundred years by then. On this day in history, in 1835, the Great Fire of New York levels lower Manhattan. I wonder if it was because of Christmas trees. Because, as I said, you know, there was huge German population here then. And people brought trees inside the week before Christmas and put candles on them. I don't know if that's what caused it. Let's see if it says what caused it.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah.
I knew about the big fire in Chicago. But
yeah, Mrs. O'Leary's cow. The fire covered 17 city blocks, destroying hundreds of buildings, killed two people, and cost an estimated $20 million in property damage, which would be billions here now, probably. It started in a five-story warehouse at 25 Merchant Street, which is now known as Beaver Street, which is about three blocks from here. I know right where is it, the intersection of Hanover Square and Wall Street. As it spread, gale force winds blowing from the north toward the East River proved to be a great obstacle. Major water sources, including the East River and the Hudson River, were frozen solid. Not like this year. They were forced to drill holes through the ice to access the water, which later froze in the hoses and the pipes. They tried to deprive the fire of fuel by demolishing buildings in the fire's path, but there wasn't enough gunpowder in Manhattan. The conflagration was seen as far as Philadelphia, 97 miles away.
Wow.
At 2 a.m., the Marines returned with gunpowder from the Brooklyn Navy Yard and began to blow up buildings. They did not assess blame and reported the cause of the fire was a gas pipe that had burst and been ignited by a coal stove. So there you go. That's really close to here.
Wow.
You can walk over there. Yeah, it's and I tell you, having living down here, is that the wind down here, because it's where the Hudson River and the East River come together, and it's windy. So
that's crazy that demolishing buildings was their solution to that.
Well, that's a very common thing. They'll do that with firefighting, is that they'll start a fire. You'll start a fire to end a fire, so it stops the fuel.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Scary. Fire is scary stuff. In 1865, the first performance, The Unfinished Symphony by Franz Schubert. You're saying, why didn't he finish it before? That was a joke. In 1892, believe it or not, the first issue of Vogue is published. Think about that, 1892. So 123 years ago. That's an old Vogue.
Yeah.
In 1896, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's Schenley Park Casino was the first multi-purpose arena with the technology to create an artificial ice surface in North America, and it too was destroyed in a fire. So fires were pretty common. I mean, in 1903, the Wright brothers make the first controlled, powered, heavier-than-air flight in the Wright Flyer at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, in 1903. As I said, that was one of the coins that someone gave to me that showed in North Carolina. That was a state with Kitty Hawk on it. And it was the day it was made was 2001, so I took from that to be the symbolism of letting go of September 11th for me.
Yeah.
In 1957, the United States successfully launched the first Atlas intercontinental ballistic missile at Cape Canaveral, Florida. So I think it became Cape Kennedy, and is it now back to Canaveral? Cape Kennedy, I think, is now back to Canaveral.
Sure. Yeah.
I think it is. I'm not sure. Let's see. Well, now we'll check that out later. All right. Sign of the times. Well, there are a couple signs of the times. Disney World is adding metal detectors at park entrances. And also stormtroopers. No, that's, I'm kidding. But there will be stormtroopers at Disney because from Star Wars. Another sign of the times, a $50 million lottery winner waited 2 years, fearing the enormous prize. If you read stories about people who've won the lottery, there is perfectly good reason to not claim the lottery. The people who win the lottery's lives tend to tank. I actually have two stories of people who are that I know of. One was a producer who's won, I think, $17 million, and he was in New Hampshire. He was my board op on one of my affiliates, and he also did play-by-play for the local high school basketball team. And he won $17 million, and he bought, both he and his mom, I think a trailer house, or maybe a house, maybe a real house. But he kept being my board op, and he kept doing play-by-play because he said those were things that made him happy. But he bought himself and his mom a house. So
that's very
separate
cool.
houses. Yeah, it was great. And the other is a cousin of one of my producers who won the first Canadian lottery. And it was big. It was like $50 million or something. And they paid somebody to go and collect it for them and wrought up a legal thing, and nobody ever knew. And they paid off some bills and took a cruise, but basically didn't change their life at all, which apparently is the way to do it, that changing your lifestyle doesn't necessarily work.
Mm-hmm.
There was a story yesterday which we didn't cover because I thought it was a little bit flimsy, which was a man who made a marriage proposal on I-45, and he stopped traffic, and people either thought that that was really cute or really not so cute. He's facing charges now.
Oh, boy.
Well, I mean, look, you have to be careful that you're not endangering other people by marrying. I actually have a story about that, too. I have one of my assistants once, her parents had an anniversary party. And her boyfriend decided to take that opportunity to go up to the microphone and say, "Will you marry me?" in front of everybody. And he hadn't checked it with her first. And she said yes because she didn't see any alternative. I went into the bathroom and threw up. And she didn't want to marry him and just felt like she got put on the spot. So I think before you do a public declaration, you need to be pretty sure that the person's on the same page that you're on.
Yeah.
But those are kind of interesting stories. And I suppose there are two other signs of the time. There's a mistrial in the Freddie Gray case. Mm-hmm. I guess there are two other stories. That one is the three men who were in prison for 33 years for an arson in Brooklyn based on a single eyewitness and a misreading of evidence are exonerated. It's one of those reasons, if you ever see the play Exonerated, which is based on first-person testimony of people who were sentenced to death, who were exonerated, that to understand in a free society, putting even one innocent person to death, no matter how compelling the evidence, but, you know, with DNA, that think of all the people that have been exonerated in the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And this one wasn't a death penalty case anyway. But, I mean, it just... Yeah. It's too scary to contemplate. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I promise I'll review Star Wars for you. I promise no spoilers. No spoiler alert. I won't tell you any of the plot details that would ruin it for you. I don't ruin movies for people. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, I'm going to make you wait for it. Let's be honest about that. All right, I'll tell you the other movies that are opening this week. All right, and then I'll get to the one that's going to wipe out everything. In fact, you can begin saying goodbye to Hunger Games, to In the Heart of the Sea, to Good Dinosaur, to Creed, to Krampus, to Spectre, The Night Before, to the Peanuts movie, you know, to all of them. Adios, it is Star Wars time. All right, a couple of the movies that are just deciding that, well, there might be four people who don't want to go see Star movies, and so we're going to have something for them. And they're kind of they're interesting because they're at the opposite ends of the spectrum. Son of Saul is, you know, it's a little hard to, I'm not sure exactly how I feel about this one. The idea is that we're at Auschwitz, and we're looking at Auschwitz from a completely different point of view than we have before, in that it's a prisoner who is forced to burn the corpses of fellow Jews. And he decides that he's going to salvage his soul, basically, by saving from the flames the body of a boy that he decides he's going to make his son. Now, whether he is his son or not, we really never know. But this is a grisly movie with all sorts of presumably realistic details. It was shot in a place. I don't remember if it was shot with in a real concentration camp or not, but it's a truly harrowing movie that's very difficult to watch. The thing for me about it is I'm not sure that you learn anything new other than how dehumanizing that World War II was, the concentration camps are, the things people will do to survive. The things that they hold on to hang on to their humanity. It's certainly not an easy movie to watch. It is powerful. It is upsetting. You can't evaluate in the way that you ordinarily evaluate a movie. The performances are riveting and horrifying. So it's about an hour and 45 minutes, and it's a grueling hour and 45 minutes. So you're on your own about this one. There's a new Alvin and the Chipmunk movie, The Road Chip, which I actually passed on. They're all basically the same. Alvin, Simon, and Theodore believe that Dave is going to propose to his new girlfriend and dump them. If people actually communicated, most of these movies would never occur. They have 3 days to get him and stop the proposal, saving themselves not only from losing Dave, but possibly from getting a terrible stepbrother. Okay, can we figure all of this out without seeing it? Okay, we can. Good enough. At the other end of the spectrum from Son of Saul is Sisters. Now, let's admit, we all adore Amy Poehler and Tina Fey when they're doing the Golden Globes, right? They were funny and off-color and charming. Unfortunately, taking those little snippets and expanding them to an hour movie, to a two-hour movie, as far as I'm concerned, it's a disaster. And I like both of these, and certainly am not necessarily against women being tacky on film. But this also got Maya Rudolph and Ike Barinholtz in it. It has Diane Weitz and James Brolin in it as well. The idea is that the parents are going to sell the family homestead. The two sisters, one being responsible, one being irresponsible, are going to go down to try and talk them out of it. They decide to have one last party and, of course, trash the house. We're supposed to find all of this wildly funny, that they are promiscuous, potty-mouthed, ripping their parents off, having a party, trashing the house, which is their parents' only asset. If you find this hilarious, then maybe you'll enjoy it. I did not. Okay, let's get to it. Are you ready? Are you holding your breath? Okay, Star Wars The Force Awakens. This is the seventh in the trilogy. This is the seventh in, and there's an eighth that's scheduled, which you can tell from the end of this one. All right. I'm not going to tell you. First of all, if you love Star Wars, you're going to love this movie. As I said to Jake, it's a movie that's worth seeing in a big theater for a number of reasons. First of all, if you go to Star Wars, you go to Star Wars because of the special effects, because of the goofy characters, because of the sort of offbeat dialogue, the sense of humor, the violence, the special effects. Okay, so and it has all of those in spades. The reason to see this at a big theater is for all of those reasons and the fact that the audience is so on board with this. Now, I saw this with a relatively cynical, somewhat jaded audience of movie critics, and they're clapping from the beginning of the role in a far away land. It ain't broken, don't fix it. I'm not going to tell you any of the appearances that people make because you'll discover it as you go along. Trying to talk about a plot in a Star Wars movie, for those of you who love, is a waste of time. Can you say Jar Jar Binks? I mean, and I will not tell you who appears and who doesn't appear. The plot makes no difference. I said to someone, we're not allowed to tell plot details, but if anybody can follow this, I mean, there's just no way of following it. The basic deal is, all right, here's the basic deal. 30 years after the defeat of the Galactic Empire, a new threat arises. I mean, what would one of these movies be without a new threat? The First Order attempts to rule the galaxy, and only a ragtag group of heroes can stop them, along with the help of the Resistance. Okay, that is so irrelevant to anything that happens in the 2 hours and 15 minutes that Star Wars takes. As I said, they blow things up beautifully. We get all sorts of new things that fly around and shoot each other. This one has got Daisy Ridley, which is as the hero Rey, a heroine who's a scavenger. One of the things that absolutely fascinated me about them is this is the fourth or fifth movie this year that's got a female protagonist, the other big one being Charlize Theron in Mad Max. So women are sort of knocking on the door of science fiction. And this one, not only is she an appealing actress, but they dress her in a way that's absolutely fascinating. And I'm not going to tell you about it, except it absolutely was enchanting for me of a combination of how to make her both a tomboy and feminine at the same time. This movie is kind of like going to an intergalactic family reunion, okay? You've got some old faces, you've got some new faces, you've got some old grudges, you've got some old loves. I mean, it's so if you love Star Wars, you're going to love this. If you don't love Star Wars, you're probably going to go anyway because it's kind of a cultural event. Will the movie stand on its own if you don't know anything about Star Wars? I would argue that it will. It's not going to be Oscar bait. It's not that kind of movie. But it is fun. And again, the technology is very impressive, the special of blowing things up. And they have, as I say, Daisy Ridley's in an Oscar Isaac. So they have a whole new generation coming up. John Boyega. Domhnall Gleeson also is in this, who is the boyfriend. He's the Irish boyfriend in Brooklyn. So he's getting a lot of play. I think you'll enjoy it if you can get a ticket. As I said, they've opened up new theaters. They've sold more tickets to this than any movie in the history of the universe for the entire run of all those other movies, and this one hasn't opened yet. So if you don't see it the first weekend, people will make fun of you. Just don't tell them. All right? 855-993-7569. That's my phone number. Give me a holler. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobile and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobile?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobile are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobile station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, Jake, you said you had something that somebody wanted to respond to about Star Wars?
Yeah, we put up a Facebook question about what lengths people would go to see the new Star Wars movie. And I got kind of a controversial comment here.
Oh, goody.
It's pretty long.
No,
so
controversial.
Yeah,
all right, let's
feel free to jump in at any time. But
okay.
He says, I enjoyed the first three movies back in the early 1980s, but as I grew older, the quality seemed to get worse. This could be a result of special interests in the entertainment industry, whereby actors and actresses are selected because they are the son or daughter of someone who contributed sex, drugs, or rock and roll. Star Wars is no...
I don't know. We'll have to check with... let's see if we can find out anything about Daisy Ridley that we should, we should know. All right.
So then he goes on, Star Wars is now owned by Disney Incorporated.
Yeah.
Remember, Walt Disney has been deceased for about 50 years now.
Yeah. His brother was in charge, and then he was out for a while, and then he came back.
Okay.
Okay.
So then the Walt Disney Company has become a monopoly and currently owns the Muppet Studio, Marvel Studios, Pixar, Lucasfilm, 80% of ESPN, and all their own studios.
I think they just sold at ESPN. I think that one. But the rest I think is accurate.
Okay.
They're in the process of selling ESPN.
Walt Disney, the founder, was protected by the antitrust law privileges. I don't know what that is.
I don't know either.
But the current Disney Incorporated executives are violating antitrust law by refusing to deal with independent producers.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. Why do we think that?
I'm not sure. I believe in 2013, Disney Incorporated net profit was $5.6
billion. Okay. The point being...
he goes on, when I approached them requesting financial and production assistance to produce my screenplay, Stoney and the Sailor, she has a link to here, they gave me the middle finger. I would assume.
Well, but wait a minute. You could certainly sort of not be thrilled with somebody who doesn't want to support you, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're the evil empire, just because they can decide that they either didn't want to take you on or that they didn't like your stuff. Or I mean, I think that you have to be a little... I mean, it's certainly okay for you to be disappointed, but to suggest that there was a moral bankruptcy here because they didn't like your stuff doesn't seem to me quite fair, but keep going.
So then he says, this clearly incriminates the Disney Incorporated executives as being money hoarders and violating antitrust law by refusing to deal with independent producers.
No, that's not true. That isn't what antitrust means at all.
Right.
I mean, so I think you have to be a little careful about your terms. And again, that there's some reasons why studio. For example, I don't know terribly much about movie making. I know a lot about books, and I know, for example, if the sort of over the transom, where the idea being that you write a book and you just take it to a publisher. They're reluctant to do it for a number of reasons. The primary one not necessarily being money, believe it or not, or at least not money initially, but the idea being that they've had issues in the past with plagiarism of someone saying that it was their work and it was someone else's, that at least if there's an agent involved, that somebody is vetted or that there's at least a middleman. So a lot of companies are unwilling to do with people who don't come through the channels, not necessarily because they're trying to limit productivity or creativity, but to limit lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe what you need is, if you've got a great screenplay, is get an agent.
Yeah.
Keep going.
So he says, seriously, $5.6 billion net profit in 2013, and they won't give me $5.5 million line of credit to produce my screenplay.
You know what? And they won't give it to me either.
Right.
Gee Louise. Okay,
it's
here we go.
It's not like I was asking for a handout. I worked hard and earned.
Well, but honey, because they didn't like your stuff doesn't mean they're bad people.
Yep. Yeah.
Be a little careful about that. What I would do is, if you think you've got a really, I mean, I would do a couple things. If you think you've got something that's really good, first of all, take it to an agent, because an agent can tell you, not if it's good or not, but whether it's saleable or not, which are not necessarily an overlap, but doesn't hurt, number one. Number two, you could certainly go to CrowdRise and things of that sort, of trying to raise money on the internet as a possibility. But because someone, that's like saying that if someone doesn't like my program, that they're probably psychotic, because I'm a psychologist, and if you know, that the only people who wouldn't like my program are going to be psychopaths. That's not fair. I mean, people are allowed to say, I don't like her program, or I don't like what she says, or I don't like how she does it, and that they could be very sincere about it and very ethical and reasonable people. I don't think you can criticize somebody for not liking you. I mean, people are entitled to not like your stuff or not want to do business with it. And the fact that it's like, you know, someone coming and actually I had this happen to me once, where someone came to my house and they stole some stuff from me. And I said, how could you do that? And they said, well, we didn't think you'd miss it. Well, stealing is stealing. Whether I'd miss it or not, that because I had it and they wanted it doesn't mean that they're entitled to it. And because Disney makes a lot of money, they've also had years where they've lost a lot of money and their stock has tanked. But because they made a lot of money, and they will certainly make a lot of money on Star Wars, doesn't mean that they have to give you money because you want their money. So, look, I understand your frustration, but what I would do is if you believe in your screenplay, which it sounds like you do, that you get yourself an agent. And an agent will either tell you, yeah, this is saleable, or no, or go and talk to this person, or do it through the Internet. See if you can raise some money on the Internet. Put together or put it on YouTube and put together, like, a trailer. And if you can raise some money, if people like it, and they're certainly, believe it or not, the script, the book on which The Martian was based, which, strangely enough, was called The Martian, was a guy who self-published it. He essentially did, I don't know if he'd gone through agents or not, and as far as I know, he didn't go to Disney, but I don't know that part. But he had this idea for a book, self-published it, put it on his website, invited people to criticize it and to make amendments, and then got that someone saw it and optioned the book, and then they optioned the book for the movie, and he made scads of money on it. And I think that the movie is up for Best Director and Best Actor and Best Movie. So it doesn't mean that you have to go through the usual channels. But when you go through the usual channels and they say no, that doesn't mean you can say that the channels are fixed, you know, that they're bad guys. All right, what else we got?
Quick note, I really like that idea of putting that out for other people to criticize.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
Well, he did, because he did it, well, for The Martian, he wanted to make sure that he had as much of the scientific stuff right as possible, mm-hmm. and actually got NASA involved in it. And the movie is actually, I saw the movie, and there were a couple of mistakes in the movie. I mean, they just are things that wouldn't happen. But when you read the book, they weren't in the book.
Right.
But movies have a different responsibility in that they're trying to be entertaining, and most people don't sit there who worked on the space program and say, nope, wouldn't happen like that. But in the book, it doesn't happen like that.
Right.
So.
Okay,
keep going.
So he says, I currently boycott all Disney Incorporated products, theme parks, and movies based on their monopoly and money hoarding greed, whereby they hinder U.S. student loan debt from being repaid by refusing to deal with it. That's getting pretty deep. That being said, I may reluctantly go see the movie if I am bored with nothing else to do over
the
holidays.
I'll tell you what, if you go see the movie, you can send me an email and you can critique the movie, all right? But I think you have to be willing to go into it, suspending your bias that because Disney didn't like your movie that you're not going to, or because Disney didn't like your movie that you're not going to like theirs, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do think that it sounds like you feel passionate about it, so go and do something that's a little more productive than deciding that you're going to boycott $1 billion franchise.
Yeah.
All right, but look and understand that all of us feel that way. We think, okay, I'm told the story, and it's somewhat tongue in cheek. But I actually had a student at one point whose father ran the Massachusetts Lottery, and she was my student, and I actually knew her dad, and he was in charge of the lottery. And so on my daughter's first birthday, I bought a lottery ticket, and I used my daughter's birth date as the lottery number. And when I didn't win, I knew it was fixed. Now, that's a tongue-in-cheek example of exactly what you're doing, is saying, okay, if you don't like me, I'm not going to like you back, and I'm going to not only not like you, but I'm going to impugn your motives, your morality, your ethics, your legitimacy. So don't do that. Don't waste any time doing that. Just go see the movie if you want. You can review it for me and let me know. And in the meantime, take your screenplay and see if there aren't better ways to find some funding. As I said, cut a minute and a 90-second trailer and put it on YouTube. See if you can find an agent. Put it on one of the Internet sites. And good luck. And good luck with your student loan. You may want to get a job in the meantime. Your parents will be so thrilled. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up.
The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro-Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro-Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order 2 bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569. Okay, we have time for probably, what do you want to do, an email here?
Yeah, I thought an email might be good. I got one here from Samuel that he kind of left out some information that you might want to know, but I still think...
Always.
Right, that's what I figured. It's pretty standard. Yeah. So Samuel says, "Hi, Dr. Joy. I am desperate. Here's my question. My name is Sam, age 36. My wife is age 39. We have 2 daughters and 1 son, 14, 10, and 9 months.
Okay.
My wife and I have been separated for almost 2 years when we were evicted from our apartment, and I did something bad I regret. Recently..."
Does he tell me what he did?
That's the thing. He doesn't. "Recently, everything seemed to be going well, and I haven't talked to my wife in quite a while, and I miss our kids. I heard that she told our church friend not to give me her new cell phone number because she's still in love with me. I can't lose her and our kids. She has a restraint order on me until March 2016 because of what awful things I did to her. I am suffering here. How do I get my wife to come back around?
Okay, well, from there are two pieces of information here. The one I can probably surmise, and that she's, if she's got a restraining order, that you probably hit her, which is not okay. And hopefully in the amount of time, I don't know why the two of you said you were evicted, which probably means that either that you don't have a job and may have had a substance abuse issue that caused you to lose a job, which caused you to be evicted. So I'm going to have to make some assumptions here, as Jake pointed out, which is not my favorite thing. But based on the restraining order, there had to be some violence involved, or at least a threat of violence, and it sounds like violence. Okay, so number one, what's changed from when the two of you not separated? And if nothing's changed, then I think you don't have much chance, because the argument you're going to have to make to her is, I'm a different man, that I've learned my lesson. But words are cheap. Actions are much more compelling. So if there was a substance abuse problem, you need to make sure that you're clean and sober and that you can document that to her and also to yourself, because in order to be a good parent or a responsible parent, let alone a reasonable spouse, you have to be clean and sober. So if you're not, that's the place to start. And it's going to take some time, but you have some time, because you can't see her till March. And I'm not sure that you should view March as the okay, get out a free card. So, but you've at least got some time. So if there's substance abuse, you got to get clean and sober, and you got to start now, and you have to have some track record here. Hopefully you have a job, and if you don't have a job, you need to get a job doing something. And it may not be your career, it may not be exactly what you had in mind, but you need to have some source of income. Because again, there has to be some sense from her that some serious change has occurred. Number three, I don't know what your level of education is, but given the fact that you need to be working, and if the job that you're going to take is not commensurate with what you'd like to be doing, then it's not a bad time to go to school. In other words, you're going to have to be able to make an argument to her. Argument may be the wrong word. You're going to have to be able to make a case to her that you've changed, that you've taken all of this very seriously, and that you're working toward becoming a better person, and you don't expect her to accept it right now, but you want to be able to prove that to her, which, again, is a long-term prospect, which means you have to put in your head the idea that you're probably not going to be around her anytime soon, and maybe not around the kids anytime soon. The 14-year-old and the 10-year-old may, if they want to, and the court approves it, you may have supervised visits. The 9-month-old is a question in my mind, because as I recall, it takes about 9 months to have a baby, and then 9 months old, which means you're talking about an 18-month, which is a year and a half. So it sounds to me one of two things, that either this is your child or this is not your child, because you said you've been separated for 2 years. So I don't know if the two of you got back together temporarily. I'm not sure that it was a great idea to not use protection, but that's a non-issue anymore because you have a 9-month-old. So the way to prove to her that you're different is to be clean and sober, to have a job, to be paying child support, even if it's not as much as you'd like to, but to be doing it voluntarily. And I don't care if you're sweeping floors at McDonald's so that you can send her some money. You need to be able to do that so that she has the sense that you're responsible. She's not going to have to chase after you. That, in fact, this has been a wake-up call for you. And unfortunately, it's not going. You can't do anything between now and March because you have a restraining order and you can go to jail. And the idea is not to scare her, but to make her feel comfortable and safe and trusting that you are a different man. So you need to start being a different person than you were before. And that includes, what was the last sentence of that, Jake? Because it was a little alarming. He said that he's...
I don't have it pulled up here.
Okay. So not a bad idea to keep them pulled up once. Yeah. I think he said something about he's losing his mind or something like that. And that's... You just can't do that. You're going to have to keep it together. that this is really, it's a test as much for you as it is for her, Samuel, that you really have to understand that that you've made some grievous errors, which is not the end of the world, but it means that you need to make recompense, that you need to be responsible, you need to be resourceful, you need to feel what remorse, response, and respect. And those are not easy qualities to come by. They're not easy qualities to convince somebody. But you're going to have to show her over time. And I think that's my major message to you, is that you have to look at this as a long-term project, not as a short-term. And I know right now that you're hurting and that you really want her back and that this is a tough time of year to be alone. Tough patooties. It's time to put on your big boy pants and understand that you created the situation and it's not going to go away overnight. But if you're really sincere about wanting to make amends, that you start and that you understand that it's going to take some time. And look, she may never take you back, but at least you've got three kids and you can be a better parent to them, a better role model. You can be a better resource for them, including financial and emotional and moral. And you can, I mean, there are ways that we are role models. Sometimes we're role models to emulate, and sometimes we're role models to the opposite. But your commitment, I think, has to be to your long-term sobriety, to your long-term responsibility, to your long-term financial stability, no matter where it starts, and to becoming a better person and knowing that better person, that you can not only convince her that you're better, but more importantly, you can believe in and of yourself that you've turned a corner, that you're a different man than you were before, that you've understood what got you to there, and make sure that you never get anywhere near there again. All right? 855-993-7569. Hopefully the force will be with all of us. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.